بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جس کا نفس ہی خود اس کا وائس ہو اس کی اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے حفاظت ہوتی ہے. حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام کی ایڈوائس ٹو ہز سن، ہی سیز دیٹ پرسن ہوز نفس ہم سیلف از ہز وائس از دا ون گیونگ نصیحت، دین اللہ تعالیٰ پروٹیکٹس دیٹ پرسن. A person, he at all times he takes stock of his actions, of his words, of his statements, and what he does, and then he makes a proper decision in the light of the Shariat. Now he at all times he gives nasihat to himself also, not only to others, to himself also. His nafs has a greater right over him than others. So whoever gives nasihat to himself, he at all times reflects before he does something, before he makes a statement, he reflects whether his action, his statement is in accord with Shariat, whether it pleases Allah Ta'ala, displeases Allah Ta'ala, whether there's any benefit for him in the Akhirah, in it or not. So then Allah Ta'ala, He protects this person. جو خود اپنے بارے میں لوگوں سے انصاف کرتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی عزت میں اضافہ فرما دیتے ہیں. And this is a person who is just to himself. He deals with justice with regard to himself. Then Allah Ta'ala increases him in honor, in respect. That was when he has a dispute with somebody. Then he is just, not because he is involved and because he feels that he is right, are involved, so he commits is unfair now to the other party. No, he will make a proper judgment, evaluate the situation and understand if I am wrong. Or is that person wrong? So when a person is just, when he himself is concerned, involved in a matter, then Allah Ta'ala increases this person's honor, his respect. Allah Ta'ala ki farma bardari ki wajah se zaleel hona insaan ko Allah ke qareeb kar deta hai. Binisbat na farmani karne ki wajah se izzat hasil hone ke wo Allah se دور کر دیتی ہے. پرسن ہو از ہیومیلیٹڈ از دس گریس بائی ادرس. وائی؟ بیکاز آف ہز اوبیڈینس ان ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ، بیکاز ہی پلیزز ادرس. مینی اے ٹائم وین پلیزنگ اللہ تعالیٰ یو ہیو ٹو ڈس پلیز دا پیپل. سو وین اے پرسن از ہیومیلیٹڈ بیکاز آف ہز اوبیڈینس ان ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ, then he becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala draws him close to him. On the other hand, when a person is disobedient unto Allah Ta'ala and in order to please the people, and then he gains now the respect and the pleasure of the people, then this person is puffed far from Allah Ta'ala. Comes in the hadith, man iltamasa rizal lahi من التمس رضا بسخط الناس کفا اللہ مولت الناس. Whoever searches for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and in the process of searching for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he displeases others, then Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for all the problems that the people put in his path, the obstacles they create for him, the hardship of Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for him. Yes, there will be trials, but in the long term he will surface and he will be successful. And on the other hand, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنِ الْتَمَسَ رِزَى النَّاسِ بِسَقَطِ اللَّهِ وَقَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. Then whoever searches for the pleasure of the people, and in this process what he does, he displeases Allah Ta'ala, as most people do it, to please others. Whether it's wrong or right, they are not concerned, but they must not offend others. And to But in this process, if we have to violate the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala to please others, then Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cast you to the people. See what they will do now to you. How will they protect and save you? والد کا اپنے بچے کو اس کی تربیت کے لیے مارنا ایسے ہی ہے جیسے کھیتی میں کھاد ڈالنا. قرآن علیہ السلام says that a father beating his child when there's a need for it, for his تربیت, for training him, then it is like adding fertilizer to the soil in the farm. Add fertilizer. Fertilizer is not used, the crops will not grow. So, in the same way, if the child is left to his own antics, to do as he pleases, then the child will be destroyed. The child tomorrow will become the father now, as is the case nowadays. All the fathers are scared for their children, especially when the children are teenagers. The fathers are too scared for them. So, when they abstain from beating, then you destroy the akhlaq of the child. Comes in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you must always keep the whip hanging in your house so that the children, they can see it, and they'll always be scared. If we violate the orders, then we will get a beating. So there is a need for the thing. You spare the whip and you spoil the child. There's the talim of the kufar, the thing. That the father, now that you cannot even give a slight slap to your child also, then you get arrested. Beta karza lene se bach. Alayhi salam telling son, oh my son, you be careful, beware of debt. Don't incur debt. Most people incur debt because they live beyond their means. I'm not contented to live within the confines of the income, then they disgrace themselves with debt. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La yambaghi al-mu'min ay yuzilla nafsahu. It's not proper, not well for a mu'min to bring disgrace to himself. One way of disgracing himself is to create unnecessary debt. Kyunka karza din ki zillat aur raat ki fikr ka baais hai. Because debt, it is disgraceful in the day because you have to, you are unable to pay your creditor will make demands, and maybe you have to dodge and hide from him. In the daytime, it is a disgrace for you. And in the nighttime, it is a fikr, worry, you have to worry, how am I going to pay? Beta Allah Ta'ala se itni umeed bang. کہ وہ تجھے اس کی نافرمانی پر جری نہ کرے. Oh my son, have so much hope in Allah Ta'ala that it does not make you audacious and do in order to commit disobedience. Some people, because of the ignorance, they have so much hope, or they think that they have so much hope in Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor and Allah is Rahim, will forgive. He will forgive, so they commit reactions recklessly, flagrantly, they are not concerned. So this type of hope, it is ignorance, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. It's not hope that. Your hope must be sufficient. Sufficient to keep you on the track, that there must always be fear also in that hope. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Iman bain al-khawf wa raja. That Iman, it is suspended between fear and hope. No one has got the guarantee what will happen tomorrow at the time of mort. People who were in the dunya, great, they were known to be awliya, but yet something happened to them, and they left the dunya without Iman. And then there were also some people who spent their entire time in evil and sin. But before mort, Allah Ta'ala gave them the tawfiq. Even there were such kufar also, who their entire life went in fire worshipping or idolatry. But towards the end of their life, Allah Ta'ala gave them the hidayat, And then they left the dunya with iman. So no one knows the thing, how we will leave this dunya. So there should hope, and there should be, it should be between hope and fear. Even the muqarrab malaika, the great angels, malaika such as Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael, Israfil, Israel alayhi salam, they also are always in a state of fear. What will happen? Because they are aware of what happened to the great Buzrug in the heavens. That is Shaitan. He was a great wali there in the heavens. And he would even give talks to the, and bayans to the malaika also. And all, everyone, the, all the angels looked up towards him as a great Buzrug, as a saint, as a wali. So they knew and they saw what happened to him. So because of that, they all also have this fear. They fear that something which has happened to him, to this great person, can happen to us as well. So a person should always have hope and have fear. Not so much fear that will bring again hopelessness in that person. And that type of fear, well, is that type of fear, the ordinary people like us, we don't have, we have. We are too reckless in our sins, but there are some that awliya who become saddled with so much fear that it can lead to a state of them becoming hopeless, losing all hope. Unless some other buzuk in that time will save them again from such a from such an attitude. So iman is between hope and fear. One should always think, reflect on this. And make dua the thing for safety of iman. There's nothing greater than this. We have to leave this dunya with iman. If we leave this dunya without iman, everything is lost. Everything is lost in the akhirat. Whereas if you leave this dunya with iman intact, then you have received the jat of salvation in the akhirat.